Hey, folks, it's Christian Hahn from Joseph Airport Toyota and Hyundai sponsoring the second date update. It's going to be a good one, I'm pretty sure. And we're looking forward to these folks saying yes, like I do, about the lifetime powertrain warranty on most of our pre-owned vehicles.
It's the K99.1 FM 730 second date update.
All right, listen up.
Hi.
What's the matter?
Oh, gosh. Sorry. I'm not trying to be depressing. I'm just trying to fix the situation that I'm in.
Well, let's start with your name.
Yeah.
Oh, sure. Hi, I'm Lily.
Hi, Lily. What kind of situation are you in? If you are calling from jail, we can't help you.
No, I don't need any bail money. a guy who I really like, his name is Will. He's not calling me back. And so I just want to fix it.
You want to go on another date?
Yeah, I'm so nervous. So I'll give you a little backstory, I guess. We met online, you know, modern romance. And we agreed to meet at BJ's on Austin Landing.
Oh, okay.
I guess we had, like, call dates. And for me, I'm like, oh, it's a date. But I guess this is, like, the first official date. And I just really want to explain to him some stuff. I'm hoping you can get in touch with him.
Did something bad happen on the date?
I mean, no, nothing happened. I just want to explain myself to him because I know you guys can get a hold of him.
Okay. Well.
And you haven't been able to, right?
Right. I've been calling since the date, but I can't get a hold of
Woody,
him.
Woody, I feel sorry for her.
She sounds so sad.
I know.
Let's help Lily out.
Okay.
There. Give us about 10 minutes and we'll call Will.
Okay. Thank you.
It's going to be all right.
Okay.
It's the K99.1 FM 730 second date update.
What's happening?
All right, Lily. Well, you said some stuff maybe happened. What exactly happened on the first date that you want to explain?
I would just prefer if you could get a hold of him and I can just talk to him, please.
I guess that's fair enough, right, Nancy?
Yeah, it is. It is. Okay, so since he doesn't obviously want to talk to you, be quiet while we talk to him, okay?
Okay.
All right.
Hello?
Hello, we are looking for Will.
Yeah, this is Will.
Hey, Will, how are you?
Hey, I know this is K99 Woody. How you guys doing?
He's quick.
He is. Well, you don't sound very happy to hear from us.
Yeah, I have a good feeling you guys are calling me about second date. I have a good feeling. I listen to your show, so I know what this is probably going to be about.
Okay, so then you know you've been, what, blocking Lily and that she had to go through us to get to you, right?
I assume so, but I mean, I would think that's only fair of me to do. She stood me up, you know? I don't appreciate being treated a certain way, so I don't want to continue any relationship with somebody who doesn't have the courtesy to communicate with me with plans that we made prior, so I don't really feel bad.
What does that mean?
Yeah, you guys met up at BJ's for your first
date.
Well, that was supposed to be the plan. Or at least I thought. I get all dressed and ready, and I was excited for it. And I show up, and I'm there. I'm sitting at the table. Time goes by. I don't want to order anything. Another 15 minutes goes by. I'm starting to get hungry. I order a drink, try to subside my hunger, and then I get some food. Another half hour goes by. I sit there for a full hour. No text, no call, nothing. And then I'm like, okay, I just got ghosted. I look like a freaking idiot. I feel like an idiot. This girl must think I'm a nobody that you can just do this to. I don't want to be handled like that.
I had them call you because you weren't answering.
Lily, I don't want to talk to you, please.
No, can I just explain, please?
What is it that you need to explain, Lily?
Okay, I was stuck on the Contraflow lane on 75, you know, in the horrible traffic, and my phone died. I am so sorry. Last time my sister was in my car, she borrowed my charger. My phone died. I'm so sorry. And I've been trying to get a hold of you to explain. And then you blocked me, and I haven't been able to explain. I didn't want you thinking that I would just stand you up. I'm so sorry that happened to you. I got to BJ's finally. I was hoping you were still there and you were gone, but it took me so long to get there.
I thought you maybe even walked in and saw me from afar and didn't like what you saw.
Aww.
You just bailed on me.
That's terrible.
I felt like an idiot.
No. Oh my gosh. I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry. No, I would never
even
do that.
Even the waiter felt bad for me.
You know what?
I kept telling him. I was like, no, they're coming. Don't worry. They're coming. They'll be here.
You know what? Well, I got to tell you, I mean, I know exactly what you're talking about. Don't you, Woody, where like people just make up an excuse, oh, my phone died or I had a flat tire.
It is pretty cliche.
I believe her because you know what she's talking about, that construction area.
It's a mess.
You can't get out.
No, I was stuck. It took me so long to get there, and I was so stressed out trying to get there because I knew I was stuck, and I couldn't tell you. I felt so bad, and then when you blocked me, I was like, oh, my gosh, I don't want him to think that I wasn't interested in him. I didn't know how else to contact you. I'm so sorry.
The waiter even felt so bad for me, he brought me out free cheese sticks on the house.
Been there, done that, dude.
But this
you
just
know.
Sounds like a misunderstanding,
I
Nancy.
I think it does.
Well, I know that like the end of this is that the station offers us a date, but I want to pay. I want to make it up to you. I want to just show you that I'm serious, and I'll take care of everything. You could pick a spot.
Oh.
I think we should pay that.
I think
Nancy.
We should. I mean,
that's the least
Nick,
we can do.
We can do this, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's the least
boss
we can
says,
do every year.
We, you know, that's the whole point of this is that you guys, technically, Woody, they didn't even have a first date.
Nope. I mean, it got disrupted by the contraflow lane.
So we'll set you up on a second date, you know, and we'll pay for everything.
Send them back out to BJ's. Maybe they can actually have that date there.
You know, seriously?
But you guys both have to say yes right now.
I guess those cheese dicks were pretty good.
So is that a yes?
Yeah, I guess. I'll give you another shot, Louie, as long as you actually show up this time.
You know, I think we should send them in the K99 limo so they could get stuck in the contraflow together.
There you go.
You know?
That sounds good.
Aw, so they both say yes?
They did.
Nice.
Yes. We got a winner.
Yep, that's a yes.
Cheese sticks to the rescue.
They were pretty good, he said.
Okay, you guys, so would you give us a call back in a couple weeks and let us know how it went?
Yeah,
I guess I could do that.
The K99.1 FM, 7:30, second date update.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.